I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Experts have been warning that overcrowded prisons and detention centers nationwide are not prepared to handle an outbreak of COVID-19. Among the people affected by those conditions, people detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Many are awaiting hearings or deportation. One Connecticut resident who's being held by ICE in Alabama says there's been no way to practice social distancing in the county jail where he's locked up. Richard Marvin Thompson has been in immigration detention for the majority of the past 7 years, and right now he says he's scared.
I'm scared because, you know, what if I get sick? What if I get sick and catch the virus?
Thompson was brought to Connecticut from Jamaica by his father, a naturalized U.S. citizen. He was 14 at the time and lived legally in Bridgeport as a permanent resident. When he was 18, he got into a fight and was convicted of second-degree assault. 11 years later, ICE decided to deport Thompson, arguing that he'd forfeited his legal status based on the crime he'd committed as a teenager. Thompson spoke to Connecticut Public Radio recently from inside the Etowah County Detention Center in Alabama, where he's in a special unit for ICE detainees. He shares his cell with another detainee and says crowded hallways and gathering places make it impossible to stay 6 feet away from the next inmate.
It's hard. How can you? How? The unit itself is like a big quarantine area. You know, you get up every day, I'm rubbing elbows with a detainee every day. I'll have somebody in my cell. You know what I'm saying? It's difficult to practice social distancing here.
A video created by detainees inside the Etowah County Jail was recently posted online.
We're not having no more people come in here with that symptom. We're not trying to put no more lives at risk. They already had two other dudes in the unit. See, they quarantined right there. Two other dudes that's in their cell locked in. We're trying to stay safe, y'all. This at Etowah County in Alabama.
The detainees plead for help. The video drew national and international media attention and a stern response by Alabama law enforcement with a lockdown and cell searches. Etowah County Sheriff Jonathan Horton called the video a hoax and on March 26th posted a response on Facebook.
We currently are housing a little over 600 inmates, which is a low number for us. And we'd like everyone to know that regardless of rumor or things that have went out into the community, we have zero cases at this point that we're thankful for within our facility, not even any employees with symptoms.
The detainees began a hunger strike, and Thompson says authorities eventually moved the allegedly sick people off the unit. But Etowah is just one of hundreds of places around the country where ICE has immigrants in detention. In an email to Connecticut Public Radio, ICE's Southern Region Public Affairs Director, Brian Cox, says they're taking extensive precautions nationwide to limit the potential spread of COVID-19 in their facilities. Last week, Yale Law School's Worker and Immigrant Rights Advocacy Clinic filed a class action lawsuit calling for the release of all immigrants in an ICE detention facility in Massachusetts. The suit says detainees are at risk of contracting a virus that feeds on precisely the unsafe, packed conditions in which immigrants are being held. Asim Mehta is a law student intern working on that case.
The Bristol County House of Corrections is notoriously overcrowded and has very poor sanitation, lacking basic needs such as soap, shampoo, and functioning toilets and toilet paper.
And Richard Marvin Thompson says Etowah County has similar problems.
The other day, we just didn't have soap to wash our clothes. We didn't have soap to do the laundry. So that's crazy.
ICE says that for now, the agency will only pick up and detain people who have a criminal record or who are suspected of a crime. But in Richard Marvin Thompson's case, there are no criminal grounds. Thompson was granted a full and absolute pardon by the state of Connecticut back in 2017. His record is cleared, something which the Department of Homeland Security has not so far recognized. Judges, prosecutors, and correctional authorities across the country are beginning to recognize the urgency of the pandemic. Thousands of people have been released from detention centers, jails, and prisons in Los Angeles, New Jersey, New York, Cleveland, Nashville, and Houston. The idea is to not only protect those at risk of contracting COVID-19 behind bars, but also to protect public health. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio.